express what we feel. True conversation, address what is real. Connected to the land, we are one with each other. This is our home to discover. One piece in the land can't go back to battles. It's fire in action, casting shadows. From old to the new, let us show you the truth. Light up the path, there's a glow in the youth. Booze you to the world, this is where we live. So let the journey begin.
It feels like home to me.
Songs, but like
I pretty much just listened to their like 2021 like album, Welcome to Hell.
Yeah, I think that's the one that has She Moves with a Purpose.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Such a magnificent purpose. I love that song so much. I was listening to it at the thrift store today, and my favorite part is when he, like, I mean, I'm sure that he just got his mouth like really close to the microphone, but there's just like a part where he says She Moves with a Purpose, and it's just like very. It's very garbly sounding.
I like the way Jordy Greep says things.
Yeah, he's perfect. He sounds so Irish, but he's not.
He does sound Irish. No, the thing is, like, he has a sort of incomprehensible accent.
He sounds South African, and
he does. Yeah,
he does sound kind of South African, but he also sounds like he's from not South Africa because they have
like
a really specific voice.
Yeah.
But he has kind of like a, I don't know. There's like a.
Yeah, a breathiness.
There's a breathiness to South African accents,
yeah.
And he has a breathiness to his accent, but he is...
he's from London, or
yeah.
Just outside of London, I think.
He's great. I bet he's so short. He's only a year older than us.
The following is an encore 25. Presentation
wow.
From CKUW's
That makes sense. Like, I don't doubt that. Or, like, you know, that when you say that, that clicks in my head as, like, a true fact that you've just said.
Yeah.
But it makes me realize how little I've done at the age of 24.
It's fine. He's a man.
It's true. You're right. I'm absolved.
He is a white man.
Yeah,
sorry.
That means I don't have to take responsibility for anything.
It's okay,
that I've done,
but
or not.
He also Yeah, I don't know. I think he also put the work in to just be really crazy and unique. And
he's a supremely talented guitarist.
Yeah, like aside from his patriarchal advantages, which I honestly do think is a real thing, and I have to tell myself that sometimes.
I mean, but 1/3 of Black MIDI is black.
And where are they?
They're not doing a solo album.
No, they are not doing the new sound.
No, but no, which is what we will be listening to.
But it's fine, and that's okay. And I still love Jordy Greep, and I still think that he is very talented.
Mm-hmm.
And I love his voice. And
me too.
Yeah, I don't know. I love to observe a musician who will go down as having just a very unique voice. Because I don't know. I love a musician with a unique voice.
I love a musician that has something interesting and unique to say.
Something interesting to bring to the table.
I like a musician that really breaks down barriers.
Yeah, some people would say that. Anyways, sorry. Oh, my shirt's on backwards.
It looks great. Is it on backwards?
Yeah, there's a tag. Oh. My grandma bought me this, and she's so crazy. Every time she loves to buy me clothes from the like little town outside of her cabin.
This does look very much like a little town
and
shirt.
And it was called the artist shirt.
I've never heard a more accurate description
Christmas
of a shirt.
Last year, yeah.
It's very billowy for those.
It's really good. Yeah,
who can't see, which is everybody but me.
Everybody but Aaron. It's like a linen shirt. It's kind of off-white, and it's very medieval to me.
It's very smock-esque.
It's a smock. That's why they call it the artist shirt. Yeah. I asked my grandma where she got it, and she was so vague. She was like, you have to ride your bike for 20 minutes, and there's this lady, and she has a tent, and I don't know.
20 minutes away as the bike spins.
Yeah.
Like as the crow flies?
I don't know what that means.
As the crow flies? Nope. It's like direct.
Oh, wow.
Because a crow fly, they don't have to like worry about like houses and stuff. So it's like, if I say it's like, oh, it's 1 mile as the crow flies, that means like it's like 1 mile straight there, not accounting for anything else.
You learn something new every day. Wow.
Yeah. Not very useful advice because we're not crows.
Cool. I mean, I am a crow. It's my
that's
last
true.
Name. Whoops. Sorry. Wow. My government name. Just kidding.
Dude, what's your home address? Quick.
Oh my gosh, guys. I'm going to give you my SIN number in 5 minutes. Everybody get on.
Stay tuned in.
Stay tuned in right now.
Don't switch the channel. You're going to get Seraphine's social insurance number.
Yeah. And my address and my height and weight and everything. You can have it all.
Blood type?
I don't know.
Me either.
Nobody does.
I'm screwed.
This generation.
Nobody knows their blood type anymore.
I know that my grandpa has the most, he has like the universal donor blood type.
Oh, negative.
I don't know.
Me either. I made that up.
I think so. I just know that about him. So.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, we're going to listen to Jordy Greep's new, we're not going to listen to the whole album because it's very inappropriate.
Very. Lots there of swear. I did a swear check before.
Erin did she did a swear check. So
there are 3 songs on the album that have no swears. One of them being an instrumental.
Yeah.
There's The New Sound, which is an instrumental. There's Through a War. Yeah. Which has some mature themes, but no swears.
And we've ruled out the fact that I'm gonna play one or two of the songs that do have swears in them, but I'm gonna bleep the swears because the problem is that like if they're not like inappropriate throughout the whole song, it's just like there's just like one part in each of the songs.
Well, my favorite song, As If Waltz, just has the F word twice, and that's it. There's no other swears in the whole song. Yeah. And it's about, like, a prostitute. It's
blues
crazy.
is great, but it's, like, he says some crazy stuff. And I'll bleep it, and you won't lose
it. You speak English better than anyone.
Yeah, we can listen to that, but that actual part after that we can't hear. And then the song Holy Holy, which is, like, I think that's, like, his single from the album.
Yeah, it was the first one he released.
That was the first one that I heard, and it was because I, like, saw an ad on Instagram where he's, like, dancing at a bowling alley.
Great music video.
Such a good music video. He's doing some crazy footwork, and that really got me going. I really like that.
No, it's awesome. And I also love the narrative of it because it's like every time he bowls like a bowling ball,
he walks in front of it.
It's clear that it's going for the gutter, and then he walks in front of it, and as he walks back out, it's a strike.
Yep.
And so it's like it follows the narrative of the song, which you will see, is about this man who is like creates
like,
this fantasy that is ultimately completely an illusion, is made up. to serve his own sort of delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
Which is like a central theme of the whole album, about these very small sort of pathetic men who wish to feel big through their relationships with women who they yearn for but cannot get.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we going to do Through a War first?
Let's do Holy Holy first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
There's only one. You got to catch it.
There's only one time where I have to bleep it, and it's...
Oh, there's two, because he says it again in the breakdown.
Does
and when
oh,
I
yeah,
tell
yeah,
you...
Yeah.
So she's going to catch both of them.
I'm going to catch both of them, and it's going to be okay, everyone.
But quick thing before the song starts, that when this single came out, I literally, and I mean literally, I think, listened to it probably 30 times in a row. I just put it on repeat.
Yeah, no, I couldn't stop listening to it. I watched the music video for it a bunch of times, and then I watched him performing it live.
Same. I watched every single like live recording that I could find on YouTube.
It's so crazy. They're like 20 minutes long.
Because he always plays the song differently. He adds like little like guitar solos in the middle, and he always does it differently
every show.
Good. I want to see if I can see him in either Toronto or Minneapolis when he comes. Yeah, yes, yeah. I'm down.
Bay.
Of course.
Oh my God. Okay.
That guy who I with I'm not gonna say it on the radio.
Hey, we got turned down.
No, okay, sorry.
No, it's fine.
But that he's going to the one on Toronto, and he was like, you should come.
We should go to Toronto.
We should go to Toronto.
I can see my Toronto lover.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is private. Bye.
Didn't care. You have your own stove and your own pair of oven gloves. You have arrangements and assignations. You keep up appearances and have a reputation. You sit in a park and work on your sonnets. You talk about yourself in the past tense. You have opinions that can't be shaken on morals firm. Do you know what I mean? 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 Is your favorite turn of phrase? You know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. It's your second favorite turn of phrase. You can speak English better than anyone, and you can curse like no one ever has done, and you have a than any man who's ever lived, and you can than 100 stallions in a room that smells of cigarettes and carry-on. Under sheets freezing cold with damp, you voyage far and wide across plain and ocean, step on marsh, on celestial bridges, and knock down doors and climb in windows and listen in. Listen, 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 listen. Can you hear that? The signs of life not yet awake, the stirring, the screwing up of eyes, a blanket that forms mountains, the valley between knee and cheek, the steep slide down to the feet, the toe poking out. Be careful, don't touch, have discipline, my boy, just watch. Stay outside in the cold. Can you feel it? You can feel it, you can feel it, see? There's a universe in this room. The jury is out to lunch. You imagine a roaming camera that captures your melancholy. You walk the streets that stink of disease. You turn up your collar like James Dean. You put your right hand under your jacket and pretend you have a gun. You put your left hand under your jacket and pretend you're Napoleon. You squeeze your spots till they bleed. You turn your face so no one sees. Do better still play accordions. You should pay one to follow you around and play your theme. Soon your nails will sing. Soon your earrings will ring. Soon your organs will groan in mouths before themselves. Soon your body will stage a civil war.
drink till the streets sound like music, and the music is just noise. Tonight we're gonna drink till I look like Hercules. Come on, gather round, boys. Come close, listen in. The year was 1862. Took up arms after the war was through. We knew that we could take what was left. The city was ours. We burned down their churches, built an arcade. I was a natural leader to whom the tribesmen bowed. I strolled around in the general's clothes and had the only gun. I fired warning shots and made the children dig. I tortured all insurgents. I ruled with an iron fist. But for you, my love, I offered only grace. At the very first sight of you, I lay myself prostrate. For your touch, I'd have conquered every village in the land. I would have disemboweled myself just to hold your hand. I saw you appear like a dream between trees. I knew I'd have to get you to live with me. Did you deceive? Maybe so. I made them build a castle for me, and a big statue in the square. I made them carve my name on every piece of gold. I made them carve yours everywhere. On every tree, on every train, on every drop of rain. What a feeling to hold in your breath. A beating heart, to squeeze it hard.
listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. Oh, my gosh.
I know, yeah. That's right.
I know, that's right. We just listened to some Jordy Greep.
Yeah,
we did. A couple songs from his new album, The New Sound. We heard Holy Holy, and I successfully bleeped the swears in that one.
You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
You nailed it. I think you got exactly just the word.
Yeah, so hopefully you didn't hear any
naughty words, anything you might find sort of
any
against your principles or against your religion or your beliefs.
Yes. And then we heard Blues by Jordy Greep, and that one was harder because there are slightly more swears, but I got it. There's just like a part where he starts talking and you just go listen to it on your own.
Bigger friend group than any man.
You have
who's
a bigger friend group than anyone who's ever lived, and you can hang out for 500 stallions.
You can run more than 100 stallions.
That's actually good.
Thanks.
Yeah, he wrote that song about joining a running club.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
And then we just heard Through a War, which does not have any swears in it, but I think they do talk about boiling a man alive at one point.
Yeah, seeing him writhe and writhe and writhe and writhe and writhe.
But that's fine. We can handle that. I knew you could handle that.
We knew all you listeners out there.
I knew that you would be able to handle that and that we wouldn't get any complaints on the show. So
absolutely.
You're welcome. We're going to shift gears into the playlist that I've been cultivating for as many weeks as I haven't been live, because I've just been like hearing a lot of good music. I feel like I'm seasonally depressed. I'm seasoned in depression.
Yeah.
And I've just been listening to a lot of music. Like, I feel like, honestly, when I'm like doing better mentally, like I'm not like listening to as much new music, this isn't all new to me, but I'm not like exploring. I'm usually listening to a lot of the same stuff.
It's the exact opposite for me.
What?
I'm happy, I listen to new music. When I'm sad, I just listen to, you know, Neutral Milk Hotel
I
just listen to Doolittle, like the Pixies album.
It's
just
weird.
Like a lot.
It's weird. It's like when I am doing mentally well, I'm like listening to the same stuff all the time, and I might find like one thing that I play over and over again. And then when I'm feeling like seasonally depressed, like more neutral, I feel like I get more into a mode of being like, I'm seeking out new music. I'm cutting deep. And then when I get really, really, really depressed, I like somehow switch back into, I can only listen to one thing at once.
Mm. So it's like a curve.
Yeah. It's like if I'm like kind of like muted and.
What's that flashing light?
Somebody might be trying to get into.
Well, this door's locked, so.
There's another person here. It's okay.
Okay.
Yes. Anyways, so hello?
Hello?
Well, we're on the air right now, so we can't come in. So you can't come in.
We are recording live.
No, that's fine. Okay. Anyways, we're going to go back into some music now.
Can you describe some of the vibes that we'll be finding on this?
Yes, yes, yes. These are like sweet vibes, tender vibes, dreamy vibes. Mm-hmm. Punchy vibes.
Ooh. One after the other?
Yeah, I'm going to start it off kind of sweet and dreamy, and then we'll get up a little bit more uppity and punchy.
Yeah, we'll build up to punchy.
So here we are, Criminals of the Dream by Deerhoof. I love this song. I was trying to figure out this song, and I thought it was by a completely different band, and so I was like looking through another band's discography, and I was like, where is this song?
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Turns out to be by Deerhoof, not the other band.
Damn.
So okay.
Enjoy. I bet Deerhoof feels slighted.
Yeah, well, they won't be slighted now because I'm playing their tune.
Thanks,
so.
Deerhoof.
Thank you.
Thank you. can dream. I know you can dream.
We'll be right back.
Listening to Sonic Blanket on CKUW 95.9 FM. And yeah, to let you know, we just heard we had, what do we had? We had Criminals of the Dream by Deer Hoof. And then we had another dreamy one. I don't know why I'm. Okay, so let's just say that we had, yeah. That song, and then we had Walkie Talkie by Palm, and then we had Graph of Desire by Crack Cloud. Also in there we had Mon Argent by Corridor. They are a band from Montreal. They're pretty good. That might have been the second one. I think that was like right after Criminals of the Dream. So it was Criminals of the Dream by Deer Hoof, Mon Argent by Corridor, Walkie Talkie by Palm, Graph of Desire by Crack Cloud, and then you just heard Mystery Curtain by Spread Joy. Yeah, I'm going to throw some more songs at you since we're almost done the show now. Do you have any last remarks, Aaron, before we go into some more tunes?
I like Deer Hoof.
Yeah, they're good.
I've never heard them before.
I think I only know that one song, but
I'm definitely going to listen to more Deer Hoof after this.
I'll send you some.
Thanks.
But yeah, we're loving it. We're living it.
You had a really good transition from dreamy to punchy.
Thank you.
I like that a lot.
Thank you.
It's well structured.
I appreciate that.
Are you going to play that back song that's on here?
Yeah, I was going to say, so I'm going to play some songs now that are a little bit like older to me. And
I like this song.
Yeah,
I know that song. I just listened to it the other day because I got that CD for free from Urban
really?
Waves.
Oh my gosh. I love that CD. I have that CD.
It's a great CD.
Yeah. Wait, which one? The White Stripes?
Yeah, the White Stripes.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm going to play some White Stripes. I'm going to play some Dinosaur Jr. I'm going to play the new Mount Eerie song called I Saw Another Bird. I really like that one. Some more like sadder music, I guess, but
the White Stripes song is pretty upbeat.
Yeah. It's sad. But
I mean, it's sad in theme, but it's kind of like a pumped up kicks kind of sad.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. I like
it's
it.
Jaunty.
We'll start with that. We'll start with You're Pretty Good Looking by the White Stripes.
Well, you're pretty good looking for a girl.
Exactly. Okay. And then we'll go into a few more. Thank you so much for listening and have a good night.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you.
good looking for a girl.
See them all the time, and I hear their voice. faces talking about what the rest of us don't know. I'm a fool on the ground below them, on my phone beneath the sky. But I know there's no one walking really through these dreams that I have.